hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, second hour of the National Intel Report. And if it's Tuesday and you weren't around for the last hour, shame on you. You missed half of Bob Chapman and Robbie Noel. Bob Chapman's website is internationalforecaster.com. Robbie, both of you guys get up at 3:30 in the morning and start revamping your websites. Your website is eaglesup.com. And, of course, you represent the interest of Republic Trading Group. And I have a question here for you, Bob, that was emailed. Gold down 20 bucks again today. Is it the strong dollar down 47.50 basis points since 2001? Is it because oil has gotten so cheap at 117? Gold was at 1,033 when oil was 100 bucks. Obvious manipulation going on here. If they can manipulate it down this much while at the same time oil goes up, can they keep it down for good with this new tactic they're using? Now, he goes on to say, you know darn well they plan to drop oil back to $90 or $100 a barrel and really whack gold down. I think it's a great buying opportunity if gold and silver will go back up someday. If they can drive and manipulate gold down and oil up at the same time, that scares the bejeebers out of me. I don't know what to do here. United States dollar is in toilet, so where in the heck do you put your money for safety now? The mining stocks are getting killed, too, as Coeur d'Alene is down 40% in the last 3 months.
Well, yes. Coeur d'Alene is not a blue-chip stock for openers.
Yeah.
And I must say that...
I feel his pain, by the way.
What's that?
I feel his pain.
He's been watching old reruns of
Bill Clinton.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Agnico Eagle is 58.5, down from 82.5.
Yes.
It's the best mining company in the world as far as I'm concerned. And I know the people who have run that company for 25 years, and, I know them really well. I know how competent they are. But the operative word you just said was now. And now doesn't mean anything. You have no place to go. I mean, you tell me, where do you go if you're not in gold and silver-related assets? This whole thing's going to come unglued. And so what you do is you buy or you hold, either or both, for that matter. You don't have any choice. You're just like the Fed. They're caught in a trap and they can't get out. Well, we only have one place to go to protect ourselves, other than, the freeze-dried guy and things to defend your family and a source of pure water. And you just don't have any choice. You're going to have to ride it out, and anybody who sells into this market is a fool, an absolute fool, because that's what they want you to do. You got to look at the flip side of this thing. I mean, just read today's news, which Robbie read off in litany about an hour ago, all the horrible things financially and economically that are going on out there, and the stock market doesn't go down, it goes up. And gold and silver goes down. Look, how they're making gold and silver go down is two ways. Number one, with silver, they're just ganging up on it because the physical demand is there and we know it. The minute they stop ganging up on it, it's like a slingshot. It's going to go right back up again. Gold, they're selling physical gold. And they only can do that for so long because they don't have that much left. Now, gold is down about $190, $180 from its high of like a month ago.
Yeah, the 1033.
Yes.
Yes. And how much that is, you guys can figure out while I'm talking. But the point is this, that's a healthy correction. And in order to keep it down, they're going to have to sell twice as much as they did on the way down. Because all those people out there sitting with those fiat dollars want to get rid of them. And they are buying hand over fist, and they're just waiting for this opportunity, particularly in India.
All right. We got to take this break. We'll take your calls at 800-313-9443. Right back right after this.
Looked up lately? Have you seen those crisscross trails that hang in the atmosphere long after a plane has passed over? Some are chemtrails, and they may be causing your health problems. It's a fact. Various governments, including the U.S., have been spraying chemicals in our upper atmosphere for years. Chemtrails is a very real cause of many health problems, like pain, respiratory, or immune deficiencies that appear seemingly out of nowhere. But now, your chronic illness can be helped. Introducing ChemBuster. ChemBuster is a natural remedy designed to combat and break through health problems caused by chemtrails. ChemBuster.us has more information and a special internet-only offer of just $17 per bottle. That's ChemBuster.us. Try ChemBuster yourself. Recommend to your sick friends and relatives, and after saving $2 on your first bottle, you'll save an additional $7 on your second bottle. Visit ChemBuster.us for important information and a special internet-only offer. That's ChemBuster.us.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Once upon a time, Megan, people bought their food at a grocery store.
Oh, I remember.
They're there, Mama.
A grocery store, Dad?
Yes, dear, but that was long ago.
But where did our food come from?
InternetGrocer.net.
InternetGrocer.net? So all these cans?
In uncertain times, we must be prepared. So we buy real canned meats, real canned cheese, and real canned butter from InternetGrocer.net.
Mm. And it's real good, Dad.
Only the highest quality dehydrated and freeze-dried foods and other emergency supplies. Drop-shipped direct from the manufacturers right to our door.
So having stored food on hand means we don't have to go into town, right?
Your father's a wise man, Megan.
Be ready for an emergency with InternetGrocer.net's one-year food supply featuring the best variety in the business. Foods that will store 7 to 15 years or longer unopened. Go to Internet-Grocer.net. That's Internet-Grocer.net. Or call 903-356-6443.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Gentlemen, for the first time doing this program, we have no callers. I think we must either have the most educated audience out there, or their fingers are broke. Bob, the goings-on over in England. Now, there's a lot of people that right now that are betting that gasoline will cost $10 a gallon in the U.S., Now, this is coming from business. You go to the New York Sun. I mean, this article was there today. I picked it up actually yesterday, but they posted it as today. He says, get ready for, this is Dan Dorfman talking, he says, get ready for another economic shock of major proportions, a virtual doubling of prices at the gas pump to as much as $10 a gallon. That's the message from a couple of analytical energy industry trackers, both of whom, based on a surging oil prices, see considerably more pain at the pump than most drivers realize. Gasoline nationally is in an accelerated upswing, having jumped to $3.58 a gallon from $3.50 in just the last week. In some parts of the country, including New York City and the West Coast, gas is already sporting a price tag above $4 a gallon. There was a, and this makes me laugh every time I read it, there was a pray-in at a Chevron gas station in San Francisco on Friday, led by a minister asking God for cheaper gas, as if he owns Arco or Exxon or whatever. And Arco gas station in San Mateo, California, has already raised its price to a sky-high $4.62 a gallon. In Manhattan, at a mobile gas station at New York and 61st Street, premium gas is now $4.03 a gallon. 2 days ago, it was $3.96. Why such a high price? Well, they asked one of the, I guess this guy was a foreigner, I don't know, he was running a gas station. He says, blame the people at StopPec. Or no, he meant OPEC and the oil companies. The attendant there told me. AAA is saying as long as the price of crude stays above $100 a barrel, drivers will be forced to pay more and more at the gas pump. And I'm looking at England right now. Now, the wonderful folks at BP over there, they're reaping major profits in this first quarter. They have a little labor dispute over in Scotland at one of their refineries. So what do? Well, they pull one-third of the refinery's output right out of circulation or delivery. In England, folks, they're already paying. Are you sitting down here? They're already paying close to $12 a gallon for gasoline right now. Right now. Now, we haven't even hit our peak driving. This is this summer, folks. And again, going back to the law of supply and demand. Well, of course, the supply is going to be limited. It's the market. Supply is limited. Prices go up. Again, let's refer back to, well, we haven't built any more refineries. And we're only running at, 86, 87% or lower. Bob, the fix is in, and people aren't getting this.
No, they're not, and they think it's OPEC, and it really isn't. And they like the higher prices, of course, but it's the major oil companies. And as I said earlier, that in order to deflect the rage of the public over tremendous inflation and unemployment and depression, they'll have another war. Well, if they have another war, you can stamp $250 a barrel or whatever, maybe even more, on every barrel that comes out of the ground. And so it bears out what I said. And you get T. Boone talking 130 to 150. You know, it was 8-9 months ago we predicted 120 is a fair price. It had nothing to do with anything else. And it got there. And this is going to be an ongoing thing. Americans have to get ready during the summer because it's already at $4 in some places. The average, I guess, is around $3.60. Gasoline's going to go up to $5.
At least $5. At the very least.
And, one of the things that's of great interest here is the gasoline prices in Europe are to a great extent a vehicle for raising taxation in order to make their socialist economies work. And
sure,
that's why their gasoline and...
It's about 80%, isn't it, Bob?
Well, I got an example
it's
here.
It's somewhere in that vicinity, and we're not paying that. The profit goes to the oil companies and to the U.S. government. But our taxes are nothing like what they are over there. So it's the oil companies who are really reaping it. This is one of the biggest ripoffs in history.
Well, and I've got an example here out of this story, this Dorfman story. He says that across Europe, the average person across Europe, and I'm talking about England here, England, they've got their own special problems over there. That's why, you've got your gas crowding $12 a gallon over there. He's saying that the average price throughout Europe, they're already shelling out $9 a gallon right now. And Robbie, he says, which includes the $2 a gallon tax.
Yeah.
Diesel's over 10.
You know how much they pay a gallon in Venezuela? 12 cents.
12 cents, yeah.
Wonder if you...
But Boone Pickens said something that... obviously makes a lot of sense for obviously higher oil prices, and it's quite simple. The world consumes 85 million barrels of oil a day. We produce, at full capacity, we are producing 85 million barrels of oil a day, and growth is expected of around over the next 5 to 10 years to increase by some 30%. So if the maximum we are producing is 85 million barrels a day, what does that mean when that added demand of probably 115 million barrels per day starts to kick in? I mean, you are talking about $200 oil. I mean, there's no other way to logically equate that.
Well, Boone Pickens said today, you must have watched the same interview I did.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Boone Pickens said today, he says, look at the Congress right now. He says it's Democrat-controlled. He says these are the people that don't want us going into ANWR. These are the people that don't want us to open up our oil reserves, or the oil in the ground, rather, and start pumping it. We've talked about the biggest coal deposits on the entire planet, the low-sulfur stuff that could be used for all sorts of energy. If we wanted to take advantage of that, here's the stuff in the ground just waiting to be mined and processed. We do have processes, folks. I mean, geez, Adolf Hitler did it when they crowded his oil supplies back during World War II.
In South Africa.
And they made fuel out of coal. We've got enough of the stuff. It's the unwillingness of the people that have the market cornered and have us over the proverbial barrel.
And you know why those coal conversion plants will never become a reality in America? It's the same reason why you ain't getting any refiners built.
And
Because of the environmental, it's the EPA. Look, the EPA, forget the Federal Reserve being abolished. They should abolish the EPA.
So I guess people, Robbie, here are going to have to make a choice. Do they buy into the green? Everything's going green now. Do we keep going for the green gold in order to drive and put the stake in this vampire's heart in this country? I mean, do we kill it all off for the environment? We'll be breathing cleaner, fresher air. Isn't that nice? While you're sitting out on a street corner because you're no longer in your home. This is what this is boiling down to.
Sure.
Let's go to the phones here. We got, thank you, folks, for calling in. I guess you were so enamored with the conversation today. Let's go to first PJ in the UK. Hello, PJ.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi.
Sorry, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Thank you very much. First of all, an apology to you, John. Due to a major spat on high prices with courier firms, I finally won the deal. So the package I said I'd sent you on Northern Rock, that is on its way to you now in a few days. My apologies to
Good
you
deal.
For that.
No, I've been waiting patiently.
I apologize to you for that. But just thank you for describing our misery here. We are indeed paying what you said for petrol. It's diesel here is nearly about, when you transfer calculated, up $11 a gallon. And sales tax here, most Americans will not believe me, is 17.5%. Sales tax is 17.5%. Across the states there, am I correct? Some states have no sales tax, some do, some don't. An average sales tax in America, I think, would be, 6-7%? It's 17.5% here on top of what we're paying for petrol.
Absolutely amazing. And what is the deal? What's the news on the street over there with this oil refinery strike?
Oh, the people are quite scared. It hasn't seeped south. I've lived here twice before when we had a fuel shortage due to a strike in 2001 where there was a protest by farmers and others, and the public literally shut down the refineries. That actually happened in 2001, and we virtually nearly ran out of petrol. We're queuing for a week, for days and days, for weeks. But people are a little bit scared. But it's a two-day strike, but their strike has caused a two-week shutdown of the refineries. So they're shipping fuel in. They have a good reserve, 70 days, but they're shipping fuel in from Amsterdam and keeping it going. But it's nip and tuck. But that's strictly a militant union in a Scottish refinery causing a strike there in a separate matter. But just to report to you on other things here, food prices are just rocketing, and the government have the brass neck to say that inflation is under 4%. It's way over. It's way over 10%. This is Gordon Brown, who, by the way, you probably know, is in the bunker. He's issuing press releases from the bunker. He is in big trouble on everything. His own party is turning on him. There's a big test this week. You know, both you have been to London, Robbie, and
hold on a second, PJ. We got to take this break. Can you hang on?
Sure, absolutely.
All right, hang on, folks. We'll get to all of your calls on the National Intel Report today with Mr. Noel and Mr. Chapman. We'll be right back.
Each client
has a unique situation.
Each client is first and foremost
an individual.
Each client with Onesti Investment Advisors has a different set of goals,
time frames,
risk tolerance,
and needs.
But the philosophy at Onesti Investment Advisors always remains the same.
One,
the preservation of capital.
Two,
consistent profitability. And
three,
the pursuit of superior returns.
In that order.
CFP certificate, John Onesti has over 14 years in the financial services industry and understands the complexities of today's markets. At Onesti Investment Advisors, we have no conflicts of interest, so we look out for you, our client. The better you do,
the better we do.
To learn more about our products and services, call Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Visit us online at onestiadvisors.com or
click on our banner ad on the RBN website.
Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-drying foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said the Constitution was.
Wonder if there's a song in England that says it's the Magna Carta. That's how it all started out. Do you have anything like that over there, PJ?
Well, one thing I'm going to do in the near future, before I die, I want to go down and touch the stone, the Magna Carta monument. It's a stone plaque in a field. Robbie and Bob probably been there outside Windsor Castle, but because that's been taken away from us. I mean, we are just being ignored.
Well, now it's nothing more than a tombstone for what used to be.
Absolutely.
It's a grave marker, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And we have the Mayor of London election on, I live in Western England here, but up and down to London, representing 8 million people, and there's not one economic issue in the debate.
Really?
On TV. Not one.
The thing that's got most people over in England right now scared, they don't even want to talk about. They're scared to even talk about it.
Oh, that's right. The three candidates are like stuffed effigies. They're talking about the bendy buses and the Olympic Games. Imagine, again, I'm telling you the obvious here, but building the Olympic Village for 2012, or Olympic City, I should say, right beside the river, right beside the Thames Barrier, which is way out of date. You know, London is below sea level. And the risk of London being flooded now with rising tidal levels is just shocking. So I don't want to tempt Providence by saying this, but we could have the situation in 2012 where London maybe gets flooded in the spring tide and we'll have no Olympics. But
well, can anybody over there demonstrate that they've got good sense? I suggest that the Army Corps of Engineers could have averted this problem with Hurricane Katrina and the flooding of New Orleans if they would have just called up the people over on Holland and said, hey, how do you hold the sea back?
Absolutely. And another thing they've done in Holland very effectively is they've got rid of the disease in hospitals. We have a raging, and I'm not exaggerating, a raging rampaging MRSA and C. difficile, which are, one's a flesh-eating bug, one's a gastroenteritis bug, which killed 9,000 people in the UK last year. So it's dangerous to go near a hospital here. I'm not making that up. It really is. But we're being ripped for petrol prices, food prices, and Gordon Brown now, his next thing to concentrate on, he wants 42-day detention for terrorists. But, of course, that applies to every one of us, which he's going to have a scrap
Well, why don't we send Gordon Brown to the hospital?
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Cost the British citizens $7 billion when he sold off half the gold.
Absolutely. I heard you talk about that many, many times. And people are now saying, should we buy gold or has it peaked? There's no such program as yours in the UK here. It's shocking. We live in a poverty of news.
Well, it's almost, and I hope you can understand my sense of humor here, PJ, when I say that, you know, we have to laugh at some of this stuff. But, you know, you're saying that your politicians over there are talking about everything but the economy because they're scared to death to even broach the subject. But isn't it kind of comical to watch full-grown adults whistle through the graveyard like they're doing right now?
Oh, yeah. I'm listening to all the legislation in Canada about minerals. We have codex here. I don't know what it takes to wake people up. I'm a economic and political pervert. I'm at this all the time, and I work as well, would you believe? But it is quite shocking, and it's an exact parallel. I know you said quite rightly, both Robbie and his very witty late-night program. Thank you for that, Robbie. It's what happens in Britain today, or vice versa, there's no difference. It's the very same agenda going on here, and the politicians are irrelevant. Man, they are just totally irrelevant.
It's like we're an election cycle over here for a presidential race, but it's just the hand-picked aluminous puppy that they're going to install in this government here. But it's amazing. We've got Hillary Clinton, abomination, the new term for him, and we got the albino chipmunk in John McCain, all of which, and Hillary Clinton has already signaled, and that's our left over here, she's already signaled that, if Iran gets attacked or Israel gets attacked by Iran, well, the United States will be right in there to crush Israel's enemy, which means we have another impending war in the Middle East. We're never going to leave over there. It's costing us billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars. And the American people are standing around feeling lint in the bottom of their pockets, PJ, and going, wait a minute, shouldn't we, stop spending so much money? Why don't we take the advice of the midterm elections, these Congress critters that we elected over here? They were going to put a grinding halt to our adventurism in the Middle East.
Indeed. Can I ask just a simple question that people are perplexed with, like me here? When it came to the Texas, I'll let you go to this, not to take up too much time for your other callers, but in the Texas primary, it was a primary, it wasn't a caucus. How come Republicans didn't come across, and they had established their candidate in McCain then, how come they didn't come across and vote for Obama to get rid of Clinton at that stage? I thought people would vote technically in Texas, but they didn't.
PJ, they're confused.
Okay, well, okay, we're confused here.
Let me ask PJ a question. You talked about London getting a new mayor.
Yes.
What is Boris Johnson got a shot?
Oh, he has. He's very close. They're really neck and neck. The right wing press support Boris Johnson, the Conservative, and the left support this vile creature, Ken Livingstone, who's had two terms in office and has packed all the committees and the transport committees with people on £100,000 a year who do precisely nothing. And he's the one who introduced the congestion charge in London. I'll just give you two quick ones on that, if I may. When you drive into London, our inner centre, you're immediately flashed by cameras all over the place, and if you don't pay the charge as a newsagent in that 24-hour period, you're fined 50, 100, or 100 quid, depending on how long you don't pay it by. It's 8 quid a day. If you cruise into the bus lane, which is marked, that's £120 fine. Again, a camera or flasher number plate, and that is $240 for cruising into
PJ, hang on through this next break, because there's one question I want to ask you, because on the program yesterday I said don't be surprised with the people over in England, the laid-back and very staid conservative people of England. You might be seeing black mushroom clouds on the horizon that might be gas stations that people have had enough and they start burning them down. Hang on a second, PJ.
Okay,
one question for you when we get back. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkeley filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
PJ, I got to ask you this. Now,
yes,
you mentioned that you get the hefty fines for driving in the bus lanes. And
mm-hmm.
Well, over in Jolly Old, they're hell-bent on snapping pictures of everything. People yes. in the streets, everybody's being photographed and scrutinized. And well, this did not make the news over here. Anywhere in this country. Now,
really?
Over there.
International forecaster.
Well, of course, Bob. you're a globe-trotting, informational kind of guy. That's why. But I'm talking about mainstream over here.
Uh-huh.
You had a little bit of rebellion over there where people were actually torching these camera boxes.
Oh, yeah. There's one here beside me in Promyard that made bits of it.
And there were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these things destroyed by the public over there. But not one word of this ever reached the United States.
Okay. You know why they torch them over there? Because mm-hmm. they don't have guns, so they can't shoot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're totally disarmed. But the figures are, we have 4 million closed-circuit TV cameras operating in the UK in all the cities and towns, and observation cameras along B roads. But there's about 3,000 speed cameras. I got my first 3 points on my license after 1.5 million miles at the age of 57, which really pissed me off the other week. I was kicking a drill off the floor of the car. A camera I'd been through 200 times, and I just inadvertently didn't see it. Bang, I get it. Anyway, but can I just answer as well Robbie's question about the Mayor of London? Can I just say about that?
Sure.
Boris Johnson is in with a chance. He's quite a clever guy. He comes across as bumbling character, but he's a very clever guy. He's neck and neck in the polls, but the left-wing papers bring out a survey showing Livingston ahead, and the right-wing bring out one showing Johnson ahead. But briefly, Ken Livingston gets a very ridiculous vote. He gets the immigrant vote in London, because for 30 years he's been going to minority groups meetings and pandering to minority groups all his life, as well as being in the Labour Party. And I'll just make this analogy for you. If there was a bunch of lesbians in Shoreditch in London looking for a grant to do line dancing, Livingston would be at the meeting telling them he felt their pain and he was going to get it for them. He'd been doing that for 30 years. And that's why he gets elected. But London is just getting too expensive to live in. And I think, here's the fact, the Tories are 18% in the polls ahead now in England and in London. Boris Johnson should win, in theory, on Thursday. So keep an eye on what happens then.
Well, I want to keep an eye that the people over across the pond there that get pissed off here at these oil companies and their outlets, the service stations. Are we going to see service stations maybe burning down in England here as a protest?
I'll tell you a better one. Should answer that question. I've lived in this region of England. I've lived in Ireland, Britain, Canada, and States. There are parts of Hereford here where there's no filling station for 30 miles. There's none between Hay and I and Hereford, Hay and Y in Hereford, Ross and Y 15 miles. It's regular to go 15, 20 miles at our filling station. Now this is a small, tight, compact country. And they're all owned by the multinationals, Shell, Esso, BP, or they're owned by the supermarkets. There is no private stations left. 99% of them are gone. Like the post offices, they're the planned destruction of rural villages, that is a red hot issue here, and that's a political issue. But people are slowly waking up, but the problem is it takes a lot to panic the Brits. They don't panic, you know. They slowly come around to it, you know. Mm-hmm. But what you're describing in RBN, the dumbing down process, is just to say to Robbie, Bob, and you know this country, I'm sure, well, it's the same, just different personality, but it's the same dumbing down process here. It's quite shocking.
Well, it didn't take them long to figure out that Brown, how long did it take the people over there to turn on Brown? How many years it took them to turn on Tony Blair, but they finally did. And evidently, Brown doesn't have his little grace period over there. He's already under the gun. So
nobody ever drops so quickly. But the thing about it, and that's what this pack going to is about, Alistair Darling, his deputy, the Northern Rock thing really buried him. And another thing for the financial experts there, Robbie and Bob, you probably know that the Bank of England did drop the rate here, but the billing size of the banks are now ignoring the Bank of England rate. They're just ignoring it. And they were just coming out of Downing Street having collected £50 billion last week. I mean, politics has failed here.
Because the LIBOR rate keeps on going up, and the LIBOR rate is obviously the rate banks charge each other. And so, Bob, correct me, the reason LIBOR rates are going up is because the banks don't even trust each other anymore.
Well, I've got a story sitting right in front of me, gentlemen. Bank bailouts to be kept secret. Dan Atkinson, that writes for This Is Money out of the U.K.,
He's a very good writer.
The Bank of England has imposed a permanent news blackout on its £50 billion-plus plan to ease the credit crunch. He says ferocious and unprecedented secrecy means taxpayers will never know the names of the banks they have been supported through the special liquidity scheme, which was unveiled by Bank Governor Mervyn King last week. So this is being put on the backs of the average person over there in the UK, but you don't even get to know where you're being taxed and where your tax money is being sent to bail out one of these banker bastards.
Well, there's another one, apart from Northern Rock, just briefly, your two experts there will know. Royal Bank of Scotland has been the streetwise political brawler of bank mergers. They took over NatWest, which was a giant move there in 2000, 2001, and they were a small bank from Scotland, but they're now a national bank. They then took on a dogfight with Barclays when ABN Ambrose came up for sale. They actually got it, but they did it at the expense of trashing their own bank and they're currently short of cash, and have issued a rights issue for £12 billion, which is not finished yet and may go bad for them. The banking system here is teetering, but there you are.
PJ, I appreciate it. I know it's very late over there in England.
Don't worry about that.
Drink your warm milk and hit the hay and have a good night.
Not before 3 a.m. anymore.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you, PJ.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. I enjoy getting calls from overseas, folks, because it gives us a glimpse, a snapshot into the lives of people and how they're dealing with the same international gangsters as we are here in this country. Let's move on. Oh, by the way, I wanted to mention here, Bob and Robbie, in England, by the way, they're serious about keeping this information under wraps. Now, keep in mind, as I pointed out, that this is on the backs of the taxpayers. They're bailing out these institutions that got this country in trouble in the first place, but this is how serious they are about this. The writer says that any Bank of England employee leaking the names of institutions involved will face court action for telling.
Isn't that despicable?
It is, absolutely. I mean, this.
And you know, the Federal Reserve and the U.S. Treasury are doing the same thing in the United States, and they're hiding it from the people. And that issue I've covered since last August. But the British, I covered Northern Rock. But that information you have, we released on Saturday.
That is,
you know, on the secrecy of who's getting the money in England.
It is absolutely unimaginable, folks. I mean,
and incidentally, John, I'm going to go one step further. Mm-hmm. I have a sneaking suspicion, and I want to frame this by saying 10 years ago when the Maastricht Treaty came into being and the euro was decided to be the currency of the new Eurozone, they decided after much discussion what percentage backing that the euro would have. The Germans and the French both wanted 27-28%, and everybody settled for 15%. I think that 15% is down somewhere about 7 or 8%. In
you're
gold
talking, you're
reserve talk, backing.
Yeah, you, I was just going to say, you're talking about the gold backing portion, which
yeah,
you
no,
can't really...
What I want to point out here, is, which is important, I think that these last 3 or 4 weeks, the European Central Bank has been the seller.
Yeah.
It's all physical selling, and I think it's them.
All right, let's go back to the phones here. I don't want to keep these fine folks waiting any longer. Let's go to Jack in Canada. Hello, Jack.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call. I enjoy listening to you more or less regularly. I'm interested in certain movements of prices of companies like Agnico Eagle, for instance, mainly because of the interest in how systems work. This is part of my profession to know about how systems work. And
well, what is your question specifically, Jack?
Now, my question specifically is I'd like to comment on the movement of the prices of gold. I could tell you that from what I see, and I'm not a professional in terms of the stock market, but there are some curious things happening. And, for instance, the corrections from 18th, of March and from the 18th of April, funny, it's just exactly 1 month between them, they have characteristics which do not correspond to a general movement. But the important thing is that all those corrections which from the system's point of view look like stimulated from outside, not part of a regular process, they do not look like they influenced yet the half a year to a year scale of things. So the question is, whoever does it, do they have enough force to make them events of a bigger scale? So my question would be, could you comment on that and put things in a little bit of a time perspective?
Bob?
Thank you very much.
Well, the answer is, we were just talking about it. While you are waiting for us to come on the air with you, and how much gold they have left, the central banks, to sell, I don't know. Nobody else does either. We know for sure they've sold half of it, leaving them 16,000 tons. The question is, in the last 5 years, how much more have they sold? I think they're down below 5,000 tons. And so the answer to the question is, through physical gold selling, each time it happens, it makes less and less available, and I think they're coming toward the end of the trail. All they can do is influence the gold price on a short-term basis, even if it's $180 or $90 at a whack, because gold will come right back again, because who wants to hold dollars?
Well, and you asked for the difference in the price. We came off the high of what, 1,033. Today, what did gold close at? 877. He called it 871, rounded up. It's 160.
Well, that's the outside month.
Yeah, that's $162 off of its peak of, 30 days or so ago. But as you stated, you know, this stuff is going to slingshot back. You know, you're going to see movements in the gold and silver prices. And Robbie, we've talked a lot about the psychology of people that buy gold and silver. And, Bob, you've always said this, that, you know, you're an idiot if you sell. You know, you should be buying. And, Robbie, sometimes when I see prices like this, $871.50, now I said a couple of months ago that you're never going to see gold at $800 again. It's not going to make it there, but people will always hope against hope. They go, oh, well, wait a minute. If gold's down $162 and I couldn't really, it didn't make me comfortable at $1,033, Robbie, your phone should be ringing off the hook at $871.50. That's the spot market price right now. But, folks, we're here to tell you, if you're plugged into the matrix, you're listening to the propaganda, don't tell me that you're not influenced by part of that. Don't tell me, because that goes against the grain of everything that you have been taught. You've been conditioned to believe. Now you're at a point, well, okay, I don't believe everything that they say, but they got to be telling some sort of truths, don't they? Well, think about it here, folks. We've been telling you that gold is going to, if it made up for just inflation, how the value is, of a dollar has been driven into the ground. Bob, you put gold right now, it should be trading at $2,200, $2,300 an ounce. They're suppressing this. They're trying to make the Wall Street and the stockbrokers out there look like kings. They're trying to convince you that, oh, the bubble has burst in the economy, but you know what? We're on the upward swing now. Bob, we haven't even talked about the derivatives getting ready to slam our shores in this perfect storm.
That's right. $700 trillion worth.
It's up to $700 trillion now. Gosh. Let's go back to the phones here. Callers, we'll get through your calls here, I promise you. Mike in Maryland. Hello, Mike.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. Very good show. Speaking of the prostate situation you were talking about earlier, I was in the doctor's office.
Have you been holding that long? That was at the top of the last hour.
I was in the doctor's office the other day, and he said, I understand you're concerned about prostate cancer, but don't you think 4 or 5 exams a week are a little bit too excessive? Drum roll, please.
Trump. Okay. What's on your mind?
But seriously, folks, the gentleman from the UK, I wanted to ask him, I wonder if there's any radio stations, either on the internet or pirate radio stations, that are comparable to Republic Broadcasting? I was just wondering.
He said no.
No, he said there's nothing over in England.
There's nothing.
They're locked down tighter than a drum over there.
That's a shame. It's really unfortunate. No, I do have one situation. You know, I mean, you know, gold, you know, is truly a bargain now, although it's, you know, double what it was a couple of years ago, but it's still a good price, and silver is hard to get. This idea crossed my mind, and either Robert Chapman or Robbie Noel could maybe answer this for me. This is kind of like a idea. I was at the bank. I said, gee, you know, I've heard Robert Chapman speak highly of the Swiss franc. What do you think of the possibility of taking 1,000 worthless FRNs and buy and switching that over to a Swiss franc? Would that be a worthwhile endeavor?
Well, if you're in dollars, but the best way to become denominated in a Swiss franc instrument like currency is really to buy Swiss franc government bonds and get out three years if you can. You can get a yield of 1.8%, and for people who must have liquidity or want to have some liquidity, that's an alternative.
And converting dollars into Swiss francs just in a physical form is very expensive.
And not a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking
unless
about
you're going to Zurich next week and you want to pay $12 for a bratwurst.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, Mike.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks. I was just wondering if that would have been a hedge or something. Just out of curiosity. Well, thank you.
Thank you
for my question. Very well.
Appreciate it very much. Brian in New York. Hello, Brian. Brian, are you there?
I am here.
There you
I'm
are.
Upset.
About?
I'm upset because all of this fossil fuel technology that we're dependent on is 80 years obsolete.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever somebody invents something that will actually solve a problem, it gets suppressed.
Absolutely. That would damage their profits. They're laughing all the way to the bank.
And, you know, we're talking about what can, you know, we have these rising gas prices. There are some things we can do. I mean, like you've got a couple of sponsors that advertise some products that, you know, improve miles to gallon. I mean, that's just like a drop in the bucket compared to, let me just rattle off a couple of things here. Okay, the liquid fuel, an internal combustion engine, right? 70% of the energy that's made goes to heat and noise. All right? And that's just the energy that's made. Most of the liquid fuel burns in your tailpipe.
Well, and not only that, if you're burning ethanol, that further reduces the efficiency of the non-efficient engine, the internal combustion. Brian,
yeah,
hang on. I'll carry you through the break. Gentlemen, we'll try to get to all your calls, but we also got to do the deal of the day.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
All right, Brian, we only have a couple minutes left. We got a couple callers left, and we haven't even got to the deal of the day. Robbie, before we run out of time, what do you have for the listeners out there today? A great day for buying gold, folks.
Sure. Same deal as last week, except it's $20 cheaper. British Sovereigns, brilliant uncirculated. New batch just arrived, $235. Minimum order, 4. If you order 20 or more, you get a free subscription or a year's extension on the International Forecaster.
Which is delivered hard copy to you twice a month through the snail mail, or you can get 8 of these per month of the International Forecaster. Bob is cranking it out. Folks, can you absorb the information this man puts out? Well, you'd better be, because that's going to be your financial Bible from here on out. Take advantage of it. Cheapest prices in gold, folks. And we don't hold back on the information. You need that just to survive. Now, Brian, in New York, well, we're running out of time here.
Okay, in the time allotted, I'm just going to throw you some websites because you could easily do a whole show on this, okay? Can I do that?
Go ahead.
Freeenergynews.com.
Freeenergynews.com?
Yes, and the battery's going to die on my phone. Freeenergynews.com is one.
Uh-huh.
HIMAC Research, H-I-M-A-C, Research. Did you get that?
Yep.
HIMACResearch.com. Check out those two. They're just chock full of all kinds of neat stuff. And there's a lot, and you have some of your sponsors that make this stuff, but a lot of this stuff, you can research it. Look up the JoCell. That's a type of hydrogen booster that's very efficient.
Uh-huh.
Look up hydrogen boosting. Look up thermal catalytic cracking. There's all kinds of technology for that.
All right.
Some of it works, some of it doesn't. You have super lubricants, they help a little bit, and there's something else you... Anyway, in the time, I know you got a lot of callers.
Yeah.
Contact those two websites and research. You can call Bruce McBurney there. He's a wizard of all of this stuff long before other people
all
are
right.
making
it. I hear your phone beeping at us. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Jim in Louisiana. Hello, Jim.
Yeah, John, thank you so much for taking my call, sir.
Yes, sir.
You're... previous caller essentially stole my thunder.
Okay.
He began the program essentially blaming environmentalists on the high cost of gas prices, and that just really gets to me, you know, because there's so many other technologies that are being suppressed, and I can't see where you're believing that opening up every last pristine area on the planet and drilling it and making roads and polluting the water and taking mountaintops off to get coal and destroying streams and watersheds is going to somehow solve the energy problem. More oil is not going to solve the energy problem. We've got to draw the line somewhere.
No, so. I understand that, Jim, and I'm not one of these lechers out there that say destroy the planet so I can have a full tank of cheap gas.
I said, what's going to happen if we keep going the way we're going?
Well,
public lands are being opened up now, and it's not even being talked about. Farmers and ranchers' lands are being polluted and destroyed. And just to make way for more oil and gas development out west.
Okay, but again, look, it's the old crony state here. But these people, I got a shock for you here, Jim, that we can open up areas. We can open up Anwar and Gull Island. We can be responsible to the environment and still extracting the coal or the oil. This is a big misnomer that it is sold carte blanche to environmentalists out there that, well, when we go after the energy, what do you want? You're going to destroy the environment, and it can never be repaired.
I'd love to debate you on that.
All right, well, Jim, maybe another time. Appreciate your call.
Thank you very much.
All right, thanks, Jim. We're out of time. Robbie, that deal again, please.
Jim P. Green. British Sovereigns, brilliant uncirculated, $235. Great deal. 1-800-691-7898.
And don't call right away because Robbie is coming up right after this program. It's the Flip Side with Mr. Noel, airs on this network Monday through Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. Central. And Mr. Chapman, I so do look forward to every Tuesday talking with you. We'll see you again next Tuesday, and my thanks, and I'm sure the listeners thank you as well.
Well, thank you very much, and I'll keep taking my beta prostate.
All right. Thank you, folks, for tuning
Bye-bye.
In. We'll see you later, Robbie. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow, folks.
Men.